So let's get into the message here today. So I think it's a good message. Ki Tavod. So the portion starts off with a history lesson, as a lot of them do. It's a history lesson for the Israelites again, and it's instructions of what to do once they get into the land that was promised to them. After the history of how they got there, Moses continues on, almost seamlessly going from history to pronouncing prophetically what's going to happen in the promised land. So let's start off in Deuteronomy 26, verses 8 through 10. Let's read them together so we can learn where our confidence comes from, why we need the confidence. Because listen to what it says. It says, "Then Adonai brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders." Okay, so there's the history. "He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now look, I have brought the first fruits of the soil that you have given me, Adonai. Then you are to set it down before Adonai, your God, and worship before Adonai, your God." He went from history, "Adonai brought you out of Egypt," directly into prophecy. Notice it doesn't say, if you go into the land, it doesn't say if he gives it to you. He doesn't say, you know, if you become victorious when you're there. There's no if in that statement. It's a definitive, confident statement, a declaration, one without doubt. It does more than just assume victory. It's a prophetic word of the victory to come. This confidence in what is said, because it's already been determined by Adonai himself. Throughout Scripture, we're called to have that same kind of confidence in our own victory as well, because Adonai is with us and will see it through. And this is what I want to look at this week. I want to look at the confidence, because there are really two pieces of confidence, or two ways that we can be confident. We can be confident that he is Adonai, that he is in control of everything. And we can be confident in our life and the things we go through and the trials and the tribulations and all because of his promise. So we have the confidence of salvation, but we also have the confidence that will be victorious here in this life as well. And they go hand in hand, really. So first, let me define confidence for you. Many connect it to self-esteem, or how we think about ourselves, how we value ourselves. One definition of self-esteem, and thus, you know, one definition is that it is self-esteem, how we see ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. But one definition I read said self-esteem and thus confidence is a person's overall subjective emotional evaluation of his or her own self-worth. So he says in this definition, it's subjective, it's emotional, and how you feel about your own self-worth. And I'd say there's a fundamental flaw in that definition. And that's because our confidence or our self-worth should not be subject to our emotional evaluation. That's not where we should be getting our confidence from. Our confidence should be based on our relationship with Adonai, with God directly. That's not subjective. Our relationship is not subjective. That is where our source of self-worth, our source of confidence should be coming from. When we look at Scripture, we see that the relationship with Adonai took a gigantic hit at the time that Adam and Eve sinned and fell away. Ever since then, Satan's been using the loss of self-worth as a way to separate us from Adonai, using self-doubt, self-hatred, as a way of separating us from Him. The pastor and author A.W. Tozer said this about confidence that we should have. He said, quote, "We operate by faith, which means that we have confidence in what God says, whether we fully understand it or not." That's what our confidence should be based on. Our confidence should be based on our faith in Adonai, whether we understand His love or not, whether we understand what He's doing or not. Our confidence should be based on Him. Now, James tells us that there really is no excuse for a lack of wisdom, because that's what our confidence is. It's a wisdom of who Adonai is. It's a wisdom of what He'll do for us. So listen to what James says about wisdom. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. The verse starts out with, if you lack wisdom. But what's that the wisdom of? What are you lacking wisdom in? If you lack wisdom of Adonai, if you lack wisdom of His work, because that's where our confidence comes from. It's in our wisdom of who He is. It's in our wisdom of who we are in Him. Being confident is being confident in Him and Him alone. Not in ourselves, not in others. So why do we need confidence? We need confidence in not just who we are, but who Adonai is. It's by this wisdom of who we are and who He is that we have the bonds of fellowship with Adonai. It was kind of a circular argument. I have confidence because of God. God loves me, therefore I have confidence. And I have confidence that He loves me. And it kind of goes around in that circular action. Doesn't make it less true. Doesn't make it less true. We need that confidence. But the question for today is, where does true confidence come from? It only comes from Adonai through Messiah Yeshua and the Ruach HaKodesh. If your confidence is coming from any other source, it will fail in the end. Look at what it says in Romans about what cannot separate us from Adonai. Romans 8:35, starting there. Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it's written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. Man, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, starts off the verse, who shall separate us? Who? But then he lists so many things. There is nothing that can separate us. He lists, I mean, that's a comprehensive list. I ran out of fingers. It's really, I didn't want to take my shoes off and start counting my toes. Nothing can separate us from His love, and therefore nothing can separate us from the confidence that we can have in Him. Nothing can separate us from our own self-worth. that is found in him. But there's one thing that he left out of that list, did you notice? There's one thing that can separate us from his love, that can rip self-worth away from us. That's ourselves. Only ourselves. Nothing the world can throw at us can actually separate us. Nothing the world says can separate us. So instead of looking and trusting in the words that were spoken by the world, we need to look at and trust the words that are spoken by Adonai himself, by Yeshua, by the Ruach HaKodesh that we see in Scripture. When our confidence is firmly grounded in him, there is a lot we can do through that confidence. The more we trust and have faith in him, and that's our confidence, the more we want to be with him, the more we want to talk with him, the more we want to do for him, through him. All of that is another way of saying the more we want to walk out Torah. The more we want, the more confidence we have, the more we want to walk out Torah. The confidence that we get from Adonai acts as both our protection and provision of strength. Look what it says in Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of Adonai is a strong tower. The righteous one runs into it and is set safely up high. A rich person's wealth is a strong city or like a high wall. In his imagination, I love this. I mean, God has a sense of humor. Those who are self-confident are like a high wall and a strong city. In their imagination, not. I love it. Those are self-fools. They're fooling themselves. And it's just an example of the riches, of those who depend on their riches, but it's those who depend on themselves for anything. If they're self-dependent, are fooling themselves and only believe it in their mind, but not in reality. It just doesn't come true in reality. Our confidence and our self-esteem are not believing in what we can do, but what he can do through us. Here's what John says about having our confidence in Adonai and in Yeshua. 1 John 5:12. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have Ben Elohim, the Son of God, does not have life. I wrote these things to you who believe in the name of Ben Elohim, who you may know, so that you may know you have eternal life. Now this is the confidence we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the request we have asked of him. We have the confidence that comes from him, because when we ask in his will, he provides. It's not that we provide for ourselves, but it's him in his perfect love and his mercy that provides, not just for what we need in the physical, but also the confidence that he will do for us in all things. This is why we can rest in confidence at all times, and why we're given Proverbs 3. 3:24 says in Proverbs, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden terror or of the devastation of the wicked when it comes. For Adonai will be your confidence. He will keep your foot from the snare. Proverbs here contrasts what it's like to have true confidence and the confidence that the world has. With his confidence, or when we have confidence in him, we don't have to be afraid of what the world will do to us. Our protection is provided for by Adonai. And this is true here and now for us today and for all eternity. That's why the prophet Jeremiah can write confidently in Jeremiah 17, "Blessed is the one who trusts in Adonai, whose confidence is in Adonai. For he will be like the tree planted by the waters, spreading out its roots by the stream. It has no fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green. It does not worry in a year of drought, nor depart from yielding fruit." When we have confidence that comes from Adonai, we are like the tree that is prosperous even in the drought. The drought will still come, but the effects will not affect us, will not affect our spirit. It helps us in the way we deal with it. Not that it keeps us away from it, but how we deal with it. Jeremiah never says the drought doesn't come. He says he's planted by the stream whose roots go deep so that it has that ample supply even in the drought. It draws its living waters even when there's no water in the world. So where does our confidence come from? The world derives their self-esteem and confidence from things such as wealth, appearance, strength, occupation, popularity, celebrity, even relationships with each other. All these things have to do with emotions and insecurities. That's where the world is drawing their confidence from. When people have a self-confidence like this, one that comes from their own strength instead of the confidence of Adonai, we become useless to Adonai. King David said this in Psalm 16, "Keep me safe, O God, for in you I have found shelter. I said to Adonai, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." True confidence is found when we take shelter in Adonai and in the knowledge that without him, we have nothing. We can accomplish nothing good. When drawing on the world's confidence sources, we become sinners. Romans 3:21. "But now God's righteousness apart from the Torah has been revealed, to which the Torah and the prophets bear witness. Namely, the righteousness of God through putting trust in Messiah Yeshua to all who keep on trusting. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Without that confidence that we have through Adonai, through Yeshua, through the Ruach HaKodesh, we all fall short of the glory of God. And we have no glory of our own. And therefore, nothing good can come out. Nothing good from our situations. Nothing good from ourselves. In fact, the prophet Isaiah says that we become like filthy rags. Right? Isaiah 64, in the middle of 64:4. Then we keep sinning all the time. Would we be saved? "For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities carry us away like the wind." We can't do anything, and we just become ruined. And finally, and perhaps most scary for us, is that we become Adonai's enemy. Colossians 1:21, Once you were alienated from God and hostile in your attitude by wicked deeds. Who's he talking about? Those who don't trust in Adonai. Those who don't trust in Yeshua. Excuse me. Those who trust in their own self-worth, their own self-confidence. They're alienated from God. The prideful accomplishments that they believe that they've done on their own, by their own abilities, are really nothing because they don't have Adonai with them. In fact, they become an enemy to Adonai. He actively works against them so that they'll learn not to be self-confident, not to be self-assured, so that they'll start following the directions of Adonai. It's humility before Adonai so that we follow his way instead of our own way, saying, Adonai, I want to be humble before you. I want to give up that which I can do on my own because I really can't do anything. And I want to do for you your way. So perhaps the most important and final point here is, where does our confidence come from? How do we build it up? How should we be living? You're getting ahead of me up there. So there are many scriptures about where our confidence comes from. And mostly it comes from recognizing Adonai as Lord, knowing who he is, knowing his many wonders that he's done for us. There are times that we just need to be reminded that we truly are blessed by Adonai. It says this in Psalm 16. Then Adonai brought us out from Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The start of our confidence is recognizing who he is, his acts of mercy that he's done for us, his generosity towards us. Give credit where credit is due, and to the one who gives all things. He gave us the land of milk and honey, but do we even recognize it while we're in it? The psalmist had to tell us that we were in a land of milk, that they got into the land of milk and honey, that they were in the land of milk and honey. He had to tell them because they didn't believe it themselves. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Adonai has put you here for such a time and place because this is a land flowing with milk and honey? I believe that any place Adonai is a land flowing with milk and honey. Even if you don't see it, believe it. Because there are many people who don't see the land flowing as milk and honey. Why? Because they're holding on to ideals. They're holding on to pictures in their mind of what things used to be, what things they'd like it to be, instead of what he says it should be. They're holding on to the past. They're holding on to an idyllic future that's not in God's plan for us. We need to let things of the past go. This is what Isaiah says in Isaiah 43, starting in 18. Do not remember former things, nor consider things of the past. Here I am, doing a new thing. Now it is springing up. Do you not know about it? I will surely make a way in the desert, rivers in the wasteland. You may not know what's coming, You may not know what kind of new thing Adonai is doing. But we can still have confidence in Him. That it's going to be from the Lord. That it's going to be great because it's from Him. We're told not to remember the past. But you know what? Our current situation is going to be the past someday. So don't dwell on it too much. Don't dwell on what's going on. That, oh, woe is me. Look what's happening. Have confidence that this is the place Adonai's put you for such a time as this. Because this now, even if you think this is not working, is what is going to be your past that you can draw on for strength and confidence. Look what Romans 8:28 says. Now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purposes. Even as we're living through what will someday be the past, we must know and believe that He's able to work, yes, even this, to His purposes. Yes, even this, a virus that seems to be going crazy, for His purposes. Yes, even this, as we pray for the troops in Afghanistan, even this, for His purposes. Holding our head and going, woe is me, what's going on? No one knows, no one's in control. Have confidence in Him. He's in control. He can says, His word says, and I believe it, all things will work together for His good. According to His purposes. It's not my purpose. It's not your purpose. His purposes. That's what we need to remember as we go through these issues of life. Even if they seem unpleasant, even if they're hurtful, even if they're bad things that Adonai not only can get us through, but He strengthens us through the getting through. He strengthens us in our body, our minds, and our spirits. Even when the things that we're going through look impossible, we know that Yeshua said this in Matthew 19. And looking, Yeshua said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Got to be one of my favorite scripture verses. Matthew says it. Yeshua says it in Matthew. Luke recalls it as well. I mean, it's not good enough to be once in the book. It's good enough to be over and over again in the book. Because we need to believe it. It's where our confidence should be coming from. So as we go through current issues with Messiah, they become our past that we can draw on for confidence. The first time Israel came to the borders of the Promised Land, what happened? They were not confident. They were looking at what they could do on their own. The Lord said, go, and they said, no. 40 years in the desert, they wandered around. But what happened in those 40 years? They had their confidence built up. It's during that time that they started defeating the foes around them. They fought enemies. And with each battle, they became stronger and more confident. Then the next time they came to the edge of the Promised Land, they did not hesitate. Even though there were things that could have caused them to hesitate, they just lost Aaron, they just lost Moses, they lost the whole generation. But they didn't hesitate because they knew Adonai was going in with them. This is where we are today. We had to go through a desert in order to gain experience that turns into confidence. We need to allow Adonai his ways and to listen to what he has to say. So Rav Shaul says this to us today through Ephesians 1:13. After you heard the message of truth, the good news of your salvation, and when you put your trust in him, you were sealed with the promised Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of his possession to his glorious praise. This is the truth for each of us, right? Once we've accepted Yeshua as our Savior. If you can say you've accepted Yeshua as your Savior, then you can say, I've now got the Ruach HaKodesh as a deposit for the future. That when he comes, I will be with him. That's what the Ruach is. It's a deposit of the future. We are called to be the bride of Messiah. And look how in Song of Songs, the Song of Solomon's, whichever version your Bible calls it, the scriptures call it, look in chapter 4, how we're described. Now, the funny thing is, without going into the whole big thing of how the description is, none of it sounds real pretty to me today. You know, long neck and the eyes like sheep or whatever it is. But 4:7 says this, you are altogether lovely, my darling, and no blemish is in you. That's the knowledge of how Adonai feels about each of us. And what's to come is what gives us both self-worth, worth, and confidence. This is why when we read in Joshua the exhortation to be strong and courageous, it's also a call for us to be confident. Be confident because we know that Adonai is with us, loves us, and is for us, and fights for us. Knowing this, how can we be anything but confident? When Assyria was about to attack Israel, King Hezekiah told the people this to finish up in 2 Chronicles 32:7. Shazach, be courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed by the king of Assyria and the whole horde that is with him. For we have more with us than he has with him. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is Adonai Eloheinu to help us to fight our battles. So the people were encouraged by the words of King Hezekiah of Judah. He was infusing them with confidence by telling them that they had to what they had to fight with, and that the dependence was greater, that their dependence was on someone greater. Their dependence was on Adonai. The Assyrians depend on their own hand, their own arm. We depend upon Adonai Most High. You know, when we sing that song, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. That's a song that should be building confidence in us. It should become part of us. It should be the confidence that we have and the self-worth that we have. Because it's not us, it's him. It's always been him. It always will be him. So let's put up that final slide with all the scripture verses. Nope, not that one. Sorry, the one before that. That one. So we need to know where our confidence comes from. We need to know why we need to have that confidence. We know what we need to know what we can do with that confidence. It's a lot of scripture up there. But each one of us should build us up. It should help us. It should be what we depend upon. It should be our confidence. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you that you are our confidence. That when we turn to you, we can be confident in our salvation. When we turn to you, we can be confident in our victory. When we turn to you, we can be confident in everything that we do because you are in everything. As long as we are walking in your way, walking in your word, walking in your instruction, walking in your Torah, you will be with us. You will be our confidence. You will be our worth. You will be our strength. We just thank you that you are with us at all this time. Amen and amen. We all should have that great confidence because he is with each one of us. Amen. So we're going to finish up our service now with the thanking him for the wine and the bread. I encourage you all to stick around. I smell some good food. Boy, there's some good food to celebrate Henrietta's birthday. Everybody is invited to stay. All right, so I hope to get to see you all in there. Let us start with the blessing of the wine. Let's all stand as we say Kiddush. Join in together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, barei pri hagafen, amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Amen. We have our homemade challah. We'll take a pinch off. Stay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzei lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, as we close, let Adonai bless you with the Aaronic blessing, a piece of liturgy, a piece of prayer from number 6 that Moses told Aaron to say over the Israelites, and even to this day is said over the Israelites and over you. Stretch forth your hand as you accept his blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Yevarecha Adonai v'nishmarecha. Yere Adonai banavalecha v'chunecha. Yasar Adonai banavalecha v'yasem lecha. Shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Sar Shalom. Amen and amen. So for you watching online, I hope this has been a blessing. I hope you had your confidence built up today. Go back, read the scripture. Know that he is fighting for you and you can be confident in all things. Shabbat Shalom. Join us again next week. For you here in the sanctuary, I pray that you've have a good week. Pray that you all join us for Henrietta's Oneg. Join us for some good food. If you want to respond to the message or you have anything that you need to be anointed and prayed over, whether you're standing in the gap or praying for yourself, please come on forward and I'll pray with you. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.